last Sunday when I said we would begin our outreach collections for the Universalist Heritage Foundation this coming Sunday, I have my dates a little confused. We are going to be doing that, but not a little later in the church year, but not today. Because today I'm very glad to welcome, an old friend here. Well, not old in that sense, but someone whom we've known for some time. Those of you who were a part of our congregation from 2000 to 2002 and on beyond. Remember, we had a very joyful 2 years here with Emily Burr as our student seminary intern while she was attending the Andover Newton Theological School. And Emily is now the Reverend Emily Burr. She is the minister at the Kearsarge UU Fellowship. And she's also very much involved with a very fine organization, which one of our members is the director, Tess George. Emily is also on their board of the Unitarian Universalist Action Network. We will be using our outreach collections over the next several Sundays to support this organization. So Emily, it's good to have you here. Tell us about that.
Boy, 80s, jazzy music. Not much to live up to, huh? It's wonderful to be back here and to see so many familiar faces, as well as some unfamiliar faces, those of you who have joined the community since I left in 2002. As Steve said, I was the ministerial intern here for 2 years, and this is a wonderful place to learn about Unitarian Universalist ministry. And I thank you again for all of the love and support you gave me as I started my ministerial journey. I'm here today to tell you about an exciting thing that's happening in New Hampshire and to ask for your continued support. Having been part of the Nashua UU community for a while, I know that you live the UU principles every day in many ways. And one of those ways is your outreach collections. That's what happens when you ad-lib. Sometimes you get lost. Your outreach collections that donate money to organizations in the larger community that work to make Nashua, the state of New Hampshire, our country, and the world a more just, equitable, and compassionate place to live. I'm here this morning as the newly elected president of the Unitarian Universalist Action Network of New Hampshire. The Outreach Collections Committee has chosen the Action Network to receive November's outreach collections. There's no doubt that all of us want the world to be a place where our Unitarian Universalist principles are a reality. A world where everyone's work is appreciated and all are treated with dignity. A world of justice, equity, and compassion in our relationships. A world where we govern ourselves by democracy and the right of conscience is respected. A world of peace, liberty, and justice for all. And a world in which we care for the earth, which is our home. How do we get there? As individuals, we can do the best we can in our own personal relationships and our interactions at work and in the larger community as well as at home. But that is not enough. We must find ways to let the larger community know that by acting on the principles and values that we Unitarian Universalists believe in, we can create a better world. We have got to get this message out with as loud a voice as we can. Because we do live in a democracy, we need to let our legislators, as well as the people who elect those legislators, know what we believe and why we believe it. Only then is there hope that the laws passed will move us toward the world that we know can exist. The Unitarian Universalist Action Network of New Hampshire is a statewide justice ministry that can help us do that. We're a congregationally based legislative network. We support issues that exemplify Unitarian Universalist principles and empower the moral values of UU values in the public arena. We have already made difference. UU Action Network started our work with a voter registration drive and education drive in 2004, which we like to think down the road helped turn New Hampshire from a red state to a blue state. We helped coordinate ministers and lay people who testified at the State House in support of the civil union law that was passed this year. We organized calls and letters to legislators urging the passage of a higher minimum wage in New Hampshire. We advocated in support of health care issues, such as Senate Bill 197 that passed, which allows a spouse to continue on group coverage after a divorce or separation. Before that has passed, many people had a lot of difficulty keeping their health insurance. We kept Unitarian Universalists informed of the progress to try and expand SCHIP, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, which our president vetoed. Sometimes action is called for on a very short notice, especially during New Hampshire's legislative session when hearings and passage of bills are scheduled only days ahead of time. Our quickest and best means of getting information to you is through our action alerts, emails that let you know about time-sensitive issues and allow you to let your legislators know how you feel, what you believe, and how you'd like them to vote. You can sign up for our action alerts by one click on our website, which is uuactionnetworknewhampshire.org, or you can sign up at coffee hour today at the social justice table, or any Sunday. There will be forms for you to sign up, and you can be put on that list so that you can know what's going on during your legislative session. Tess George, a member of this congregation, is our part-time coordinator. She does an incredible job of helping us keep track of legislation and where it is and communicate with each other so we can speak loudly about our values at the time that they most need to be heard. This year's legislative successes I mentioned earlier are steps in the right direction, but they are only the first few steps. We cannot let up. Religious conservatives have been working for decades, organizing and donating millions of dollars to push their agenda forward, with quite a bit of success. The people electing and passing laws have heard their voices. Isn't it time they heard ours? The conservatives have supported their organizations with a great deal of money. That's part of the reason they've been so successful. Isn't it time we liberals put our money where our beliefs are? With your support, UU Action Network of New Hampshire will be able to continue to let our state and federal legislators know there is another voice that needs to be heard on justice issues. The UU funding panel has awarded the Action Network a $6,000 matching grant. Any money that we receive from you will be doubled by that grant. A network cannot be a network without connections. We must communicate with each other to have a strong network. We will use your donation and the matching money to continue to bring information on important social justice issues, to coffee hours, to our action alerts, and to religious education classrooms. Like the young child that was dedicated today will begin in the future. One of our goals this year is to involve the young people in our congregations, helping them to understand the importance of working in the larger community, to make our UU principles a reality by raising our voices. Our faith calls on us to change policies and structures that inhibit human development, harm the environment, and destroy communities. We are called to educate and organize for justice. Please be as generous as you can when the plate is passed, and help us bring our liberal religious voice to New Hampshire's public square loud and clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now, to support the work of the Unitarian Universalist Action Network, we will receive our outreach collection.